day I first met you, you told me you never fall in love. But now that I get...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learn English with Mr. C.
Now here we are, so close, so far. How did I pass the test? When will you realize? Baby, I'm not like the rest.
Hello, 大家好，又到了和西哥学英语的节目时间了。FM 19118新闻，本节目时间呢，可以通过现在荔枝 FM 来收听本节目。那么今天呢，我给大家读一篇这个 American Science Fiction Five Classic Novels 1956 to 1958。 那么今天我给大家读的是短篇小说 Double Star 双星啊。大概的意思呢，就是有一个临时演员，有一天呢，他在酒吧里碰到了一个宇航员啊。我们说这个小说的背景是这个火星和地球已经是互通的了啊，动不动就有火星人来参观地球，然后这个地球也有人去派去拜访火星。然后呢，现在就是说他遇到这个宇航员跟他说，你跟我到这个火星上去，说我请你演一个角色。这个角色呢，就是某一个地球上的非常重要的这个政要，和这个地球与火星之间的和平呢密切相关，你一定要演好它。于是呢，这个什么都不懂的这个小演员呢，突然间就担任起了地球与火星之间的和平的这么一个重要的任务。那么为大家读第一章，希望大家喜欢。If a man walks in dressed like a hick and acting as if he owned a place, he's a spaceman. It is a logical necessity. His profession makes him feel like boss of all creation. When he sets foot dirt side, he's slumming among the peasants as for sartorial inelegance. A man who's in uniform 9/10 of the time and is more used to deep space than to civilization can hardly be expected to know how to dress properly. He's a sucker for the alleged tailors who swarm around every spaceport peddling ground outfits. I could see that this big bone fella had been dressed by Omer and Tentmaker, padded shoulders that were too big to start with,shorts cut so that they crawled up his hairy thighs as he sat down. A ruffled chemise that might have looked well on a cow. But I kept my opinion to myself and bought him a drink with my last half imperial. Concerning an investment, spacemen being the way they are about money. Hodges, I said as we touched glasses, he gave me a quick glance. That was my initial mistake in dealing with Broadbent, instead of answering clear space or safe grounding, as he should have, he looked me over and said softly, a nice sentiment, but to the wrong man, I've never been out. That was another good place to keep my mouth shut. Spacemen did not often come to the bar of Casa Manana. It was not their sort of hotel, and it's miles from the port. When one shows up in ground clothes, sticks a dark corner of the bar,and objects to being called a spaceman. That's his business. I had picked that spot myself so that I could see without being seen. I own a little money here and there at a time. Nothing important, but embarrassing. I should have assumed that he had his reasons too, and respected them. But my vocal cords lived their own life, wild and free.Don't give me that, shipmate, I replied. If you're a ground dog, I'm mayor of Tycho City. I'll wager you've done more drinking on Mars. I added, noticing the cautious way he lifted his glass. A dead giveaway of low gravity habits than you're ever done on Earth. Keep your voice down. He cut in without moving his lips. What makes you sure that I'm a voyager? You don't know me. Sorry, I said. You can be anything you like, but I've got eyes. You gave yourself away the minute you walked in. He said something under his breath. How? Don't let it worry you. I doubt if anyone else noticed, but I see things other people don't see. I handed him my card, a little smugly perhaps. There's only one Lorenzo Smith, the one-man stock company. Yes, I'm the great Lorenzo. Stereo, can opera, legit, pantominist, and mimicry artist extraordinary. He read my card and dropped it into his sleeve pocket, which annoyed me. Those cards had cost me money. Genuine imitation, hand engraving. I see your point, he said quietly. But what was wrong with the way I behaved? I'll show you, I said. I'll walk to the door like a groundhog and come back the way you walk. Watch. I did so, making the trip back in a slightly exaggerated version of his walk, to allow for his untrained eye, feet sliding softly along the floor as if it were deck plates, weight carried forward and balanced from the hips, hands a trifle forward and clear of the body, ready to grasp. There are dozens of other details which can be set down in words. The point is, you have to be a spaceman when you do it. With a spaceman's alert body and unconscious balance, you have to live it. A city man blunders along on smooth floors all his life, steady floors with Earth's normal gravity, and will trip over a cigarette paper like as not. Not so a spaceman. So what I mean, I ask, slipping back into my seat. I'm afraid I do, he admitted sourly. Did I walk like that? Yes. Maybe I should take lessons from you. You could do worse, I admitted. He sat there looking me over, then started to speak, changed his mind and wiggled a finger at the bartender to refill our glasses. When the drinks came, he paid for them, drank his, and slid out of his seat all in one smooth motion. Wait for me, he said quietly. With the drink he had bought sitting in front of me, I could not refuse, nor did I want to. He interested me. I like him, even on 10 minutes acquaintance. He was the sort of big, ugly, handsome galoot that women go for and men take orders from. He threaded his way gracefully through the room and past the table of four Martians near the door. I didn't like Martians. I did not fancy having a thing that looks like a tree trunk topped off by a sun helmet, claiming the privileges of being a man. I did not like the way they grew pestle limbs. It reminded me of snakes crawling out of their holes. I did not like the fact that they could look all directions at once without turning their heads if they had had heads. Which of course they don't, and I could not stand their smell. Nobody could accuse me of race prejudice. I didn't care what a man's color, race, or religion was. But men were men, whereas Martians were things. They weren't even animals to my way of thinking. I'd rather have had a warthog, around me any day, permitting them in restaurants and bars used by men struck me as outrageous. But there was the treaty, of course, so what could I do? These four had not been there when I came in, or I would have whiffed them. For that matter, they certainly could not have been there a few moments earlier when I had walked through the door and back. Now there they were, standing on their pedestals around a table, pretending to be people. I had not even heard the air conditioning speed up. The free drink in front of me did not attract me. I simply wanted my host to come back so that I could leave politely. It suddenly occurred to me that he had glanced over that way just before he had left so hastily, and I wondered if the Martians had anything to do with it. I looked over at them, trying to see if they were paying attention to our table. But how could you tell what a Martian was looking at, or what it was thinking? That was another thing I didn't like about them. I sat there for several minutes, fiddling with my drink, and wondering what had happened to my spaceman friend. I had hoped that his hospitality might extend to the dinner, and if we became sufficiently simpatico, possibly even to a small temporary loan, my other prospects were, I admitted, Slender, the last two times I had tried to call my agent's auto secretary had simply recorded the message, and unless I deposited coins in the door, my room would not open to me that night. That was how low my fortunes had abated, reduced to sleeping in a coin-operated cubicle.好了，我给大家读完了哈，这是第一章的一块这个主人公的心理活动。那么，我给大家说一下啊，如果一个人 walks and dressed like a hick and acting as if he owned the place， 那么这里 hick 是乡巴佬 H-I-C-K， 然后他这个表现仿佛是他拥有这个地方，他是一个宇航员。If a man walks in dressed like a hick and acting as if he owned the place, he's a spaceman. It's a logical necessity. 这是一个啊，在逻辑上是必要的。他的职业 ，his profession makes him feel like boss of all creation. 他的职业让他感觉他自己是万物的领长 ，boss of all creation. When he sets foot dirt side, he's slumming among the peasants. 当他这个迈出自己的脚步，然后这个。然后这个迈出自己的脚步，这个 dirt side， dirt side 叫做沙尘废墟的意思哈。He's slumming among the peasants. Slumming 是过着简朴生活的意思。就是他当他脚踩着废墟的时候，他是在和就是他在和农民在一起过着简朴的生活。Adversarial and allegiance， 他这个不优雅哈 ，inelegance 就是不优雅。A man who is in uniform 19th of the time and is more used to deep space than the civilization。一个人呢，大部分时间都穿着这个制服，而且更加的这个适应这个宇宙，他也不适应这个市民的生活啊，就这个城市的生活，无法。就是让别人期待 ，can hardly be expected to know how to dress properly， 就是无法就是让别人期待着，就是他可以知道自己怎么穿 ，how to dress properly。He's a sucker for the alleged tailors， 他是一个这个 alleged tailors， 声称自己是一个裁缝 ，who swarm around every spaceport peddling ground outfits。他就是在每一个空间站里面来回的这个。徘徊，然后叫卖着 ground outfits， 叫卖的这个陆地上的衣服啊。说白了就是他就是这种，就是形容他的穿着的时候，然后呢他就说这个宇航员一般都不会穿衣服，因为他们大部分时间都穿宇航服，就这样。那么 tailor T A I L O R 是这个裁缝的意思。Allege 声称 L A L E G。I could see that this big brown fella, 这个大骨架的家伙啊 had been dressed by Omer and Tenmaker, padded shoulders that were too big to start with. Omer and Tenmaker, padded shoulders that were too big to start with, shorts cut so that they crawled up his hairy thighs as he sat down, a ruffled chemise that might have looked well on a cow. Padded shoulders that were too big to start with.拍的时候就是他这个肩非常的宽啊，然后这个衣服很难去给他做啊。Shorts cut so that they crawled up his hairy thighs as he sat down。他坐下来的时候呢，这个裤子变得非常的紧。Ruffled chemise， 那么 C-H-E-M-I-S-E， chemise 是女士内衣的意思。I look well on a cow。他坐下来的时候呢，仿佛这个女士的内衣呢，啊，穿在牛身上都好看。说白的衣服就是不好看的意思啊，也是一个修饰。But I kept my opinion to myself and bought him a drink with my last half imperial. 但是呢，我把这些想法埋藏在了自己的脑海里面，没有跟他说，给他买了一瓶酒，用我最后的这半分钱，把这个想象成了一个投资。Spacemen being the way they are about money, hot jets.Spaceman 他们的生活方式就跟他们对钱的态度是一样的 Hot jets 那就干杯的意思啊 Said as we touch the glasses 我们碰杯 He gave me a quick glance 他马上快速地瞥了我一眼 That was my initial mistake in dealing with Dag Broadbent instead of answering clear space or safe grounding. 这是我的第一个错误，与这个 DAK 这个人打交道。我没有说他这个人没有回答说 clear space 或者是 safe grounding， 他应该是这么说的。但是呢，他看着我啊，轻轻地说，这是一个非常好的意思啊， a nice sentiment， 这个情感非常好，但是你不应该给我。我从来没有去过这个 space， 我从来没有这个去那个太空过。 That was another good place to keep my mouth shut。 于是我又把嘴闭上了。 Spaceman didn't often come to the bar。 那么宇航员不经常来这个酒吧，叫做 Casa Manana， 它不是属于宇航员的这种酒吧。 And it's miles from the port， 它离这个航空站呢大概有好几英里远。When shows up in ground clothes， 当有些人穿着这个陆地上的衣服， seeks a dark corner of the bar， 找的这个酒吧的一个阴暗的角落， and objects to being called a spaceman， 拒绝被称作是一个宇航员，这肯定是他的职业，也就是说宇航员肯定是他，他肯定就是宇航员。 I had picked a spot myself so that I could see without being seen， 我选了一个小角落，我自己选了一个，所以呢我可以就是看别人，然后呢却是隐身的， without being seen。 I earn little money here and there at the time， nothing important but embarrassing， 我有一些小钱，也没有什么重要的事，但是呢非常的尴尬。 I should have assumed that he had his reasons too and respect them， 我应该去假设他也有自己的原因并且去尊重他们。但是呢我的声带，他自己就开始说了， My vocal cords， vocal 声音 chord 就是这个旋律哈，我的声音自己开始说了， Wild and free， Don't give me that shit man， 别跟我这么说，这个航空伙计。我回答着， If you're a groundhog I'm mayor of Tycho City， 如果你是陆地上生活的动物，我就是 Tycho City 的这个市长。 I wager you've done more drinking on Mars，我说我让你在火星上喝更多的酒。 I added Notice in a cautious way he lifted his glass， a dead giveaway of low gravity habits， 我看到他这个端酒杯的时候，这就有一种暴露出他一个习惯，就是这种低重力的习惯，握酒杯的动作仿佛是在低重力的环境下握酒杯。 Than you've ever done on earth， 比你在地球上喝的都多。Keep your voice down, he cut in without moving his lips. What makes you sure that I'm a voyager? You don't know me. 把声音降低一点。他这个插话了，嘴唇没有动， without moving his lips. 怎么能让你确信我就是一个宇航员呢？ You don't know me, voyage. 法语就是旅行者。对不起，我说， it can be anything like, 你想是啥就是啥。But I've got eyes, 但是我有眼睛。You gave yourself away the minute you walked in.你把自己暴露了，当你走进这个屋子里面的时候。 He said something under his breath. How? Don't let it worry you. 不要让这个去让你自己担心。我怀疑是不是有其他人会注意到这个，但是我会注意到别人注意不到的东西。 I handed him my card a little smugly perhaps. 我递给他的我的这个卡片，我的名片。There is only one Lorenzo Smith， 只有一个 Lorenzo Smith， and the one man stock company， 是一人投资什么公司哈？是的，我是这个伟大的 Lorenzo Stereo Can Opera， 我是音响，我是这个歌剧 Pantomimist and Mimicry Artist， 我是一个模仿的这个艺术家啊，就是他是一个演员，专门模仿别人。He bring my card and drop it into a sleep pocket.Which annoyed me， 他把自己的卡片放进了自己的兜里面，然后这个让我非常的这个担心，让我非常的这个烦啊。这些卡片呢，花了我很多钱 ，genuine imitation hand engraving， 纯纯的这个手绘。I see your point， he said， but what was wrong with the way I behaved？ 那么我的行为哪里出问题了？我跟你说 ，I said。I will walk to the door like a groundhog and come back the way you walk. 我会走到这个，我会就是像一个陆地人啊，走过这个门，然后 再回到这个地方，就像你走的一样，你就看。I did so, making the trip back in a slightly exaggerated version of his walk to allow for his untrained eye. Making the trip back in a slightly exaggerated version of his walk to allow for his untrained eye, feet sliding softly along the floor as if it were deep deck plates. 说这个脚步非常的轻，仿佛这个地板是甲板啊 deck plate. Weight carried forward and balanced from the hips.Hands a trifle forward and clear the body ready to grasp. 我们这个重力向前倾，然后保持平衡，然后 hands a trifle forward. Hands trifle 就是琐事稍微一点轻视啊，就 trifle 就是琐事啊，玩忽闲闹着玩的行动啊，就是手在闹着玩，然后想去抓什么东西。There are a dozen other details which can't be set down in words. 还有很多细节无法用语言表述。要点是 you have to be a spaceman when you do. 你必须是个宇航员当你做事情的时候。With a spaceman's alert body and unconscious balance. 有着一个宇航员的这个紧急的身体，还有一个 unconscious balance. 一个让人忽视的这个平衡。Unconscious 就是不清醒的平衡感。你就必须适应。A city man blunders alone on smooth floors all his life. Steady floors with Earth's normal gravity and will trip over cigarette paper like his as not. Not as not so a spaceman. 我们说一个城市人呢，他们走在平坦的这个地板上，他的一生都在这么走。Steady floors. 我们说这个地板是非常非常的稳的，就像它有着这个地球的一般的重力。而且会被一个这个香烟啊 cigarette 绊倒，但是宇航员呢绝对不会这样。你看我，你知道我的意思了吧？我问，然后坐在自己的凳子上。I'm afraid I do。我想我明白了。他很酸酸的答道 ，Did I walk like that？ 我是这么走的吗？是的。Maybe I should take lessons from you。也许我应该从你学到一点什么。You could do worse, I admit it。你完全可以做得更坏。好了，我给大家讲完了，讲了这么些哈，不知道大家有没有听明白。那么以后的这个下一部分内容呢，我们下期再讲。那我们下期再会。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。